Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
We are pleased to welcome longtime college football insider Dennis Dodd of CBSSports.com. He's got some good articles and reaction online, so check it out on the website. But after we hear from him directly, so Dennis, easy question. What is your reaction to Bill Belichick landing at UNC?
I think it's unique. It's fascinating. In my 35 or 40 years of covering college football, I don't know if I've seen anything like it. I don't know how it's going to turn out. Unlike Deion Sanders or Kurt Cignetti or Lane Kiffin, he does not have any college coaching experience. And when he's referring to his experience at Chapel Hill being his first two words were beat Duke, I don't know if I have much confidence in that. But it'll be a fun watch. It'll be a soap opera.
Who do you think is the better end of the deal? Is it Bill Belichick, who's going back into coaching and says he's always wanted to coach at the college level? Or is it North Carolina that gets the better end of the deal?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? It's high risk, high reward. If it works, I think he's there for a couple of years and is successful and probably turns it over to his son, Steve, who looks like he's going to be the defensive coordinator. And then you trade one Belichick for another, and if it's successful, you move on. Also, I have a chance of running the program into the ground. I mentioned no college experience. I don't know how he's going to put up with non-professionals, even though college football is more and more like the NFL. Look, it's tough because North Carolina is a middle-of-the-road ACC program. Maybe even Bill Belichick can't rise them out of there. So we'll see. But I don't think there's any absolutes right now. It could go one of many ways.
I was looking at the ACC, thinking about SMU and some of the other ways that the conference seems wide open. It's almost like this is the right time if you're trying to grow a new power in that conference.
Well, it seemed like that in college football this year. One undefeated team. Everybody in the SEC, I think one or two teams had two losses. The Big 12 is going to be wide open. If I'm Dabo Sweeney or Rhett Lashley or some of the other powers in the ACC, I'm licking my chops. I'm motivated by this. But you're right. I mean, you come in at a time where the opportunity to get in can change a program if you can just get in. It's at 12 now. I do think in 2 years it's going to be 14. Well, and like Boise State this year, a top 10 team has a chance to make some noise. So I agree.
What does it cost right now to put together a winning program, whether it's NIL, whether it's the pay-to-play that's happening? What does it cost to be able to field a program that can actually compete?
To compete or win?
Win.
To win, we have the number from Ohio State, which is $20 million. That got them to the playoff. It also got them consternation with the Michigan thing, which is almost secondary. They are winning. They're 10-2. I'm hearing that Oregon very quietly put together the same amount of money for their team, maybe more. The same goes for North Carolina. They bumped up NLI money multiples of what they had before, that and now it's approaching $20 million. But look, it's what you do with the money. I thought Ohio State did a very good job. They got one of the best running back rooms in the country, one of the best receiving rooms in the country. Will Howard was a good acquisition, not great, from Kansas State. So they did okay. I mean, you have to ask their fans, they really capitalized on everything. Oregon's undefeated, number one. What is winning and succeeding for North Carolina? Can you turn it around in 1 year and win? So far in the short history of the portal, only one person's done that, Kurt Cignetti. I keep saying that. He has, to my knowledge, the best year-over-year turnaround in the short history of the portal. They go from 3-9 to 11-1 in the playoff. Can North Carolina do that? That's really the standard, and that's really the question, isn't it? Kind of a blank canvas there right now. I think Omarion Hampton, the running back who finished second in the country in rushing, is gone. Don't know their quarterback situation, but we didn't know Indiana's quarterback situation at all. So it's kind of a crapshoot in terms of answering that question in terms of schedule. I know I'm babbling here. In terms of schedule, in that, because of the size of these conferences, schedule strength is a crapshoot, because in any given year, you don't know how good or easy your schedule is going to be, because you only play half the teams in those leagues.
Dennis Dodd is with us. Always good to have him to talk college football from a national perspective for CBS Sports. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. What type of reaction have you heard from around the sport?
We had a really good piece on our site today where a few of our writers just contacted people they knew in the NFL, college agents, pro agents, and asked them anonymously for their reaction. I would say it was probably 70% negative that this would be a crash and burn scenario.
Wow.
And I think that's what you get when you promise people anonymity for their candor. And I thought it was fascinating. I would just refer people to the site, cbssports.com, for that. You know, I came down in the middle when I wrote my column. I kind of said, you know, age sucks. It especially sucks, you know, when your joints ache, everything's bad, you get sick, your vision goes. Right now, age sucks for everybody but Bill Belichick. But the only thing hindering him right now is time. He can't go on forever. That's why I say the best result of this is probably him improving the program to a point that his son not only, you know, is on the staff, but he's part of that improvement, is able to take over the program in 2 years and then succeeds himself.
He's still Bill Belichick. Does he need to have a beefier resume to go back to the NFL?
I don't think he needs a beefier resume. Nobody's won six Super Bowls. Only one person won more than 333 games. He was asked that question directly today at the press conference. And he said, I'm here, you know, bam, I'm here to win at North Carolina on to Richmond. I put that out there in my column. But again, he'd be 75 or 74 when he did that. And there, I think the question is answered by the NFL right now. Nobody will take him. Hmm. If there was a spot open for him, he'd be hired right now. So for whatever reason, maybe people just soured on him right now at his age. I don't know. There are no spots for him in the NFL. Does that improve if he succeeds at North Carolina? It could. Don't know.
How do you like the comparison with Deion Sanders at Colorado, Dennis?
The comparison is that they are the same type of person trying to turn around a program. Two completely different approaches. I mean, Belichick is 20 years older than Deion. Deion has an entourage that films his every move, you know, including going to the bathroom. Bill is very private, very secretive, trying to get the same things. But I hope somebody like Sports Illustrated or somebody gets them in a picture before the season starts for a cover shot. You know what I mean? That would be perfect, because they are linked by what they're trying to do. Do the quick turnaround in the portal and revive kind of funky, defunct programs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
So I think that's the only similarity. Background, you know, age, everything else are different. I mean, you know, no NFL experience for Deion, no college experience for Belichick. They're trying to do the same thing.
Dennis Dodd with us to talk about this crazy story. I still can't get over it. Bill Belichick is going to college to be the head coach at North Carolina. And this on the heels of the first ever college football playoff bracket with 12 teams that includes SMU. How did you like the decision of SMU over Alabama, Dennis?
Yeah, I was fine with it. I mean, I was like a lot of other people. I thought that Alabama and the SEC in the history of the CFP and really the BCS had gotten every benefit of the doubt. So for them to push back at all after this happened, I thought it was disingenuous. Alabama, if they don't get beat by Vandy, they're in. If they show up against Oklahoma, they're in. They didn't show up. They lost by three touchdowns. It was 6-16. There's the answer to your question. SMU, I thought, saved their season in a playoff berth by playing a heck of a fourth quarter and Clemson and getting the game into overtime or getting it down to the wire. So, I mean, Rhett Lashley is a coach of the year candidate at SMU. They've got great players. He did it intentionally, switching quarterbacks in midstream to Kevin Jennings, which was great. So I was fine with it. I love the diversity, if I can use that word here. You've got your obvious powers, but you've also got Arizona State. You've got SMU. You've got really an imbalance with Oregon having a tough road, inheriting Tennessee or Ohio State. Penn State having an easy road, playing SMU at home and then possibly playing, well, they would play Boise State in the Fiesta Bowl with a chance to go to the semi. So they got to get that fixed, by the way. I think that's the biggest thing here, that the bracket itself isn't balanced because they adhere to these first-round buys and, you know, conference champions automatically get in. I think something has to do there. But I think that's a minor detail at this point.
Based on what you've seen from college football this season, and we've talked about how really the playoff has got a bunch of new teams, some fresh blood, if you will, how competitive are you expecting this bracket to be?
I think it'll be very competitive. Georgia, a team a lot of people pick, has a quarterback injured with a significant elbow problem in Carson Beck. Oregon's the number one seed, the season's only undefeated team. Ohio State, for all their problems late in the season, why can't they make a run? I think Boise State playing in the Fiesta Bowl with the first round bye and the best running back in the country has a chance to upset. So I think it's going to be great. I don't think it's going to be a traditional Final Four. I'm really interested to see what kind of toll playing four more games in a month, perhaps, for these teams to play in the first round is going to have. And look, there is no Alabama. The SEC is represented, but only three teams. The Big Ten got four, so there's a chance for some new blood.
If you had to pick a favorite, who would it be?
I picked Georgia when we made our picks. Again, they seem to be playing very well. And I think, frankly, after watching the Texas game and the SEC championship game, the team is really down behind Gunnar Stockton, the backup. I think he seems more than capable of leading this team to a championship. I mean, look, we've seen it before, right? 10 years ago, was it 10 or 11? 11 years ago, Cardale Jones, remember him, third string quarterback nobody ever heard of. Ohio State gets in on Selection Sunday and goes on a run and wins the whole thing as a four seed. It's been done before. I think it's going to happen again.
National college football writer Dennis Dodd with us from CBS Sports. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. These massive conferences, the Big Ten, the SEC, there's been some rumbling about a couple of other conferences changing. After 1 year, though, what's your reaction to the way that it's played out?
One thing we didn't realize was, like, everybody's gotten bigger, right? The ACC is now, 17 teams? I don't know. The Big 12 is 16. The Big Ten is 18th. For the first time in history, we had a team finish 18th in major college football. That's never happened before.
Crazy.
I think what came out of this, nobody's looking at, is what I mentioned earlier, is the scheduling imbalance. Or as try as they might, in any given year, I'm losing my voice, in any given year, every team in those conferences is missing half the teams. They're so big. I think the number is 46% or 47%, but you know what I mean. So to say Indiana had a soft schedule is, again, being disingenuous. Nobody in July was talking about the fact that Indiana, at 3-9, was going to have to play Michigan, Ohio State, and the team that played Michigan for the national championship in Washington. Those three alone make it a tough schedule. It's not Indiana's fault that Michigan was down or that Washington was down. They took advantage. They were well coached. They played well. That being said, Florida had the toughest schedule in the country. Billy Napier almost got fired because of it, but went 7-5. And I said before the season, if that happened, he might deserve a contract extension. And he's coming back. Texas had a tough, tough schedule. That's going to happen, especially in some of these deeper conferences. And I don't know how they get around that, because if they get any bigger, we'll just have more of it.
You've covered the sport a long time. Would you say it's in a better position in 2024 than, say, a decade ago? Or is it kind of getting out of control?
It's never been more entertaining, I guess, fascinating. There's always stuff for us to do. There's long ago, there's failed to be an off season. There just is not. It almost seems daily in the off season. I think it remains to be seen when we get through the House settlement, what that's going to look like. I think we're already seeing a hint of the pro model, where you can buy teams in the college. Though the difference is it's not regulated, where you can raise a bucket of money and go buy a team for $20 million. At least everybody in the NFL has the same salary cap. It's what you do with it.
Right.
There are teams that have no business playing major college football facing some of these other teams that are buying players. The downside of that is the players are being taken advantage of, in some cases, by the agents. The players have the power. It's not very balanced. They can leave whenever they want. This week, the week we're living in right now, the coaches are trying to re-recruit their teams to stay and then stocking them with other players from the portal. So I think that's going to be the big difference. That will rectify itself soon with either collective bargaining and or employee status. But I think the upshot of what we've seen since NIL started in July of 21, is it doesn't matter on Saturdays, Amy. It's still a great game.
Who's in charge of it, Dennis? Who's running the whole operation?
The commissioners, really the four commissioners of the four biggest conferences, ACC, Big 12, SEC, and Big 10.
Well, the good news is, as you point out, once we get to Saturdays, the fans don't care. The players are out there doing what they love. The coaches are still doing the same thing on the sidelines. And it ceases to be this massive operation. And instead, it's the game that people get sucked to year after year. So that's true. You can find Dennis online at Dennis Dodd, CBS, and some great stuff on Bill Belichick to North Carolina on CBSSports.com. Happy holidays. Thanks for joining us despite losing your voice. Good stuff, Dennis. It's good to talk to you.
Okay, Amy. Thanks so much. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.